out like a gentleman. Oh, yes, hello.
We're going to sex.
I'm a bad bitch!
I need to get drunk. This is fucking horseshit.
Goodbye to the people who love me.
Something about you, girl.
If you're not suffering, you're not learning.
That's it, bro.
Suffering means everything.
Do me a favor. Take a knife, stab yourself in it. I'm just kidding.
A really good example of like that whole the outer creative vision thing back to V and the Web.
Yeah.
Did you watch Arrival?
You and I have talked about this. I made it to about 45 minutes into the movie and I fell asleep because I got bored.
And you never tried to rewatch it again?
So we were talking about no, I didn't.
So, my take on Arrival is, it's another movie that's based on, like, a story written, like, a short story. So, Denis took this and, like, just made, like, a whole movie out of it. But Arrival's one of those movies where it's, like, when you told me that, I was like, dude, it's, like, you know, like, you're, like, sitting there, like, as the kid waiting for the moon landing, and then you fall asleep and you miss the moon landing. Like, once Amy Adams figures the shit out, the movie goes fucking from here all the way over here. Like, fast. But, like, I know it's a long kind of a slog to get through because they want to build up this mystery. But the payoff means fucking everything.
Well, the other
if you're paying attention.
Yeah, but the other thing is, like, if you're already tired, like, the dialogue and all the audio in that movie is so fucking quiet, so it's just like...
It's because they want you to pay attention to everything.
I get it.
Tim's like, listen, motherfucker, I'm not gonna watch Arrival. Would you watch the other two things I just said?
But... directing a good movie is kind of a lost art nowadays.
It's tough.
Some people have it down. You know, back to the, you know, the Villeneuve's, Cuarón, Nolan, Scorsese. Those are really, like, some of the only people that can still do it.
Can I fuck with you, like, for, like, 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Do you know what movies Cuarón is famous for? I'm curious, if you remember.
Gravity, right?
Not just Gravity. One more. Give me one more.
Hold on.
I'm asking you because when I watched this movie, I was like, who the fuck directed this? And that's when I'm following this dude.
Who's from. In it?
Clive Owen.
Children of Men.
When I found out who directed this movie, I'm like, okay, that's my guy.
Yeah.
I was like, this movie is bad as fuck.
I had a feeling, and I'm like, I need to confirm it. But yeah, Children of Men was that movie was fucked up.
I watched it on an airplane. I was like, who the fuck made this movie? When they got to the part when Julianne Moore gets shot in the car, I'm like, I was like.
Tense.
Man,
tense.
Like, my butthole was super clenched. I'm like, are you gonna get shot? Oh, fuck. Oh.
No, but Cuarón, he won an Oscar for Best Director for Gravity, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Nolan's my guy. He is now my guy. You know, he made fucking Memento, Inception, Interstellar, Tenet, which I still have to go back and watch.
I
watched it the first time.
You didn't like it?
It was good, but like... the first time we watched it, we had our shitty, like, TV speakers, and, like, the audio is so washed out and quiet that you have to kind of, you have to really listen for it. But that was good. The only one that just doesn't hit my radar, and I know, like, you're going to be like, what the fuck, is Dunkirk. It just doesn't do anything for me.
I think that's the cool part about letting people experiment, letting them cook, right? Because I like Dunkirk for X amount of reasons. You like you know, another Nolan movie for X amount of reasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I like that we can come together on, like, a one movie. But then when a dude tries something kind of out of the box, it's not the end of the fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
Because, like, when they... I think when they interviewed, there was a dude, one of the guys who was, like, in the battle that they have in Dunkirk, and he, like, watched it on the screen, and he was like, yeah, that was pretty close. You're like, oh, fuck, the accuracy was, like, intense. Like, for me, the best parts of Dunkirk, it wasn't even any of, like, the action shit. It was, like, just Tom Hardy in the plane.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best part of the fucking movie. Because, like, that's where the real anxiety comes from. Is like, how do I not crash this fucking plane and save my
friend? Well, and Nolan is great at creating scenes like that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, even in movies like, you know, a lot of people, I don't think, know this, but, like, even in movies like, he directed Insomnia with him and with Pacino and Robin Williams.
As the villain.
Yeah.
Great fucking movie.
Great villain.
And that's a remake.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yes, it is.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
But, like, one of the best scenes in that movie is, like, near the end of the movie, and Pacino hasn't slept in, like, fucking 10 days or some shit.
Yeah.
And he's in his hotel room, and he's blocking out windows. He's throwing fucking sheets, towels, like, everything but the kitchen sink at the windows. And, like, the hotel clerk comes up, and she checks on him, and she's like, what's going on? Like, what's happening? It's like, it's too bright in here. Turn off the lights, please. Turn off the lights. She's like, the lights aren't on. She's like, see? And, like, she turns the lights on, and, like, it is ridiculously stupid bright in the room. That, and, like, going back to the time thing, when he first gets to Alaska, and he's like, yeah, we need to fucking go to the school. You know, it's 10 o'clock. We need to go to the school and pull this kid out of class. And she's like, it's 10 o'clock at night. Oh, it's still bright outside. Yup. Like, that kind of weird, like, Alaska, like, daytime shit, like, cerebral fuckery.
Yeah.
Is, like, what Nolan is great at.
Yeah.
Nolan is great with the mind games.
My favorite part of Insomnia, and I don't know if you ever talked about it. I think we might have talked about it on the phone once, because I was like, I watched it, and I'd be like... I became incredibly giddy, and I just, like, I have to call Tim. I must discuss this with Tim. On the boat.
Yep. Yep.
That's when I was like, okay, Robin Williams is, like, probably a real serial killer.
Dude, and it's just, it's weird. He's going through, you know, he's going through the play-by-play, even when he's talking to him on the phone. And, like, just the weird shit that he says to him. Hey, you know... I know you're in my apartment. If you want, you can take a shower. I know you're, like, all beat up. Take a shower. There's fresh towels. I know you're tired. If you want to go use my bed, there's fresh sheets. Oh, hey, can you feed my dogs? And he's talking to them just fucking casually as shit. And the thing is it's, like, it's overconfidence because he knows he has Pacino's character over a barrel. But, like, when he's talking to him about the murder and he's like, yeah, for a second, he's like, I was just fucking out of control, panicked, and then all of a sudden, I was calm. Everything was calm. It was clear. And it was just like, that goes back to your point where, like, Robin Williams could be a for real serial killer. Like, just how he was like, everything happened in a flash, and then all of a sudden, I was peaceful, calm. Everything was just completely 100% just level. And I'm like... But trying to direct like that, creating coherent story, making a villain, not only that you want to see go down, but like almost you kind of can feel some sort of empathy or sympathy for, or making like an anti-hero, that kind of stuff is ridiculously hard. And not a whole lot of directors nowadays can do that.
It takes a lot of effort to put in what I call, like, those, like, these weird branching moments. Like, the moment when, like, Robin is talking like that, you feel, like, an invisible hand grab you on the wrist. When I played Disco Elysium, and the voice is talking to you, I feel something grabbing me and pulling me closer.
Even if
I don't want to go,
right?
It's pulling me. I can't stop. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting here with my controller in my hand or remote in my hand, and all of a sudden, I'm like this. I've completely moved my... I didn't even realize my body moved towards the TV.
That's contorted towards the TV.
Because if you get me like that, and it could just be one sentence.
All over.
Everything stops, and I'm like, oh, okay. That's... I like that. I love... Once you say... Once you drop that little, like... Just drop it. And then all of a sudden the gears start turning, dude. That's what I'm looking for at all times. I love that shit.
Well, and that goes... That circles back to what we were originally talking about with Marvel. The thing that's going to be difficult for them is in Phase 1, you had a whole bunch of different villains that you had to choose from. You had a fucking rogues gallery. You had Loki. You had the Red Skull. You had Thanos. You had, I mean, a myriad of villains.
Oh, yeah.
I have not seen Shang-Chi, but I've heard good things.
Same.
I've heard very good things about the movie. I don't know who the villain is in that. I have never read the comics or anything like that, so I'm completely unfamiliar with the story, but... Do they have a big bad for this yet? Or is it just basically like time for this phase?
This is the part that is very unclear. Because based on fucking spoilers, the way that Loki sets it up, Kang the Conqueror is supposed to be the new Thanos. Based on how I interpreted it. Kang, different versions of Kang throughout time. So... For me, when Sylvie begins the branching of the paths, when she kills the original Kang, or this version of Kang, and then you see the splinters, and then what I call the Sony branch, and the Fox branch, and the fucking, all the other different versions of Marvel, like, they're not going to converge for a while. If I'm in charge, I would spread them out, because that gives you opportunity to bring in Spider-Man, Venom, Carnage, X-Men, do whatever the fuck you want
to
do.
Which would all be bad as fuck if they could introduce them into this universe.
I still feel like Hugh Jackman is not going to turn down an opportunity to be Wolverine one last time for this case.
But he did. But are you talking like variant Wolverine?
Yes.
Okay.
And like we've talked about this for years. If you're not going to get Hugh... You got to get an ugly, new, young guy. He's got to look ugly. You can't have a hot Wolverine. You got to have an ugly, hairy ball of hair-looking motherfucker as Wolverine. That's what I would do.
But CGI Danny DeVito. Let's go.
D.H. Bob Hoskins. And fucking...
Bob Hoskins, he damn.
You know what I mean? Just like take old footage of Bob Hoskins and de-age him and give him claws. Like, he's like a little ball of, like, fucking rage. It's like, yeah! Hell yeah. But, like, the multiverse thing, if they're going to try to milk it and, like, push this sort of, like, all the different versions of Marvel are coming together, you have to have them come together for a reason. You need the war. If you're not going to have the war, I don't know what the purpose for all the fan service is.
Mm-hmm.
So... I like Jonathan Majors. I like the idea of Kang the Conqueror. But are we going to just fight different versions of the same guy? Like, in this version, he's giggling, and then we shot him. And then in this version, he's a badass, and we had to, like, Suicide Squad take him down. And then in this version, we have to, like, do a bunch of other shit. Like, is that interesting to you? Or would you rather have just, like, one galactic, like, no, I'm going to step on all you motherfuckers. I need, like, 70 of you guys to get together and fight me at once. What would you rather have?
I would like a villain that is more challenging and cerebral than a Galactus-looking motherfucker.
Yes. Which is why I wanted Adam Warlock sooner because Adam Warlock has multiple personalities.
Yeah.
Adam Warlock, once he, in the comic book, once he gets the Infinity Gauntlet, which he doesn't kill Thanos for the Infinity Gauntlet. He has a conversation with him, and he gives it to him, and that's why Thanos is a farmer. It's not because he won.
Yeah.
Adam Warlock tricked him, he talked him down, he punked him out. So Adam Warlock has the gauntlet, and that's when he becomes the Magus. And then he becomes a third personality, which is like, that's what the fucking Infinity War, the Infinity Crusade, that's where that comes from. So I'm sitting here on my hands like, where the fuck is Adam showing up? Because if you're going to do Infinity anything, Adam Warlock is the motherfucker you need. So I like Kang the Conqueror, but like, we really need Adam Warlock like 8 movies ago.
Wasn't that a rights thing or something?
I don't know. Like, who are you going to cast as him? Me? I would have got Bale for Adam Warlock. Easy. Here's a briefcase of money. Let's paint you gold. Here's a staff and a cape. Let's fucking go. Taika, go. Like, just fucking go. That's what I would have done.
Here's a briefcase full of money. Here's a gold gym duffel bag full of money.
Dude, if I was in charge of the MCU, I would have been bankrupt. I would have been like, I want Deadpool and Hugh Jackman and Adam Warlock and Silver Surfer and fuck you.
Here's 10 McDonald's bags full of money.
Here's 10 Happy Meals full of gold bars. Fucking do what you get. But that's, you know, going to the comic shop with Uncle Louie and just reading this shit, that's how my mind worked. I was like, this is incredible. Like, everybody's fighting Spider-Man and Wolverine and, like, Jubilee are hanging out. Like, I want it. Let's do it.
Oh, my God. I can't even bring up Jubilee around my wife.
I know.
It just, like, hashtag triggers her so hard.
But, like, the mixing of the universes, it has to lead to something really prominent. It has to lead to, like, an epic moment. And if they're not there yet, they're just treading water.
Do you think they're going to do... I know they're going to do more with Mordo. Do you think Mordo is going to be like... Do you think he'll be like an anti-hero in this series?
No.
Or do you think he's going to be like full-blown fucking villain?
Full-blown villain. Because even back in... If you want to look to like a reference point for a lot of comics fans now, I think... Go to like the 90s Spider-Man... That's where I learned about Dormammu. It wasn't reading the fucking comic book. That shit came later. It was watching the Fox cartoon. Then Baron Mordo was on that shit. He was always the villain. He's like, my master Dormammu. Like Tony Jay, that old evil voice actor. Like, my master Dormammu will take over this world. Like, that's the shit I grew up on, dude. So, I'm excited for that. Like, when they announced Blade and Morbius... I was looking at you, and I'm like, bro, Tom Holland, get hit with the fucking neogenic recombinator and grow 6 arms. Get John Bernthal as the Punisher. Then we got Punisher, fucking Blade, and Morbius hunting down the Man-Spider. Let's do this shit, dude. Get Kraven in there. Cast somebody as Kraven. I think CM Punk wanted to be Kraven. Get somebody as Kraven and let's fucking go to work, dude. I'm excited for that. Shit like that. But if you're not building towards that, I don't know what we're doing.
Right.
So, like, the cut and paste, like, I can see the cut and paste thing now more than ever because it feels like, what is the vision now? What is the goal? If you don't have one, I guess we're just gonna just chill and fucking, like, watch some good shows and, like, pay some cash.
This fucking... Hold your fucking hand over your eyes, point at something, and hope it sticks.
Yeah. Like, if Phase 4, is this going to be fan service, I'm checked out.
Yeah.
But if you start laying seeds like, yo, Adam Warlock's come in, we heard about this thing called Galactus, you gotta bring it to us because you've set this bar so high, what are you building towards now?
Yeah. What's the end game?
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
That was long-winded, I feel. But I feel like that was a good way to, like... That's what all these directors are talking about. that they're talking about, what is Marvel building towards? Like, what do you, like, what's your next step? Like, what are you going to do?
What's the next play? And right now, I mean, when I originally read the Vina Wave comments, I was like, fuck this guy. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Neil Blomkamp called him an asshole. I'm like, Neil, you haven't made a good movie since District 9. I like Chappie just because of the robot, okay?
But I kind of get where he's coming from. And I hope that what are we in phase 2 now?
This is phase 4.
Oh my god, phase 4. If we're in phase 4, and it is going to be more of the same, he is right. This is going to be copy-paste, copy-paste, copy-paste.
Yeah, dude, I wasn't really enthused on Black Widow. I wasn't really enthused on Shang-Chi. And WandaVision has kind of been the shit for me.
Yeah.
Like, Falcon, cool. Loki, cool. Cool. WandaVision's been that shit. Because it was the most original.
Most original, and like, it was very well written.
Yes.
It was very well written. They had very good characters. Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany killed it. I can't remember the character actress that plays Agatha. I can't remember her name offhand.
Oh, I had it and I lost it. Fuck. Agatha... Catherine Hahn.
There you go. She was great. Like, everybody in that show just did a great job.
Everybody, dude, and yeah. They planted seeds for Captain Marvel 2. They did a great job of just setting shit up. I kind of secretly wish that they continued to, like, get goofy shit planted in each series.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, man, I just...
No, now it's time to get serious, Eric.
It's time to talk about racism. Plus, here's George St. Pierre. What the fuck? I don't know, man. All I know is I love you, Tim.
I love you too, bud. I love you too, bud.
Holy shit.
But, yeah. That was a weird fucking curveball in the show, too. Here's Georges St. Pierre, like...
Remember me? I was in Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I'm here for murder. No. What is up, player? Welcome to Bellagio. My name is Dennis. I'm here to talk to Wemma. What the fuck?
My name is Dennis. Oh my god. He get the window from a glass, I get the window from a glass.
Do you have anything else you want to say, Tim? This has been a great episode.
Yes.
Just talking trash for 53 minutes.
What
else do you want to talk about?
He get clock, I get clock radio, he can on the floor. Great success.
I had this whole thing I wanted to open up with the line from the Mitchells and the Machine, because my daughter's been watching it so much, where they're filming the home movies in her room, and the brother's like, oh no, it's Dog Cop. Zoom in on the dog, she's like behind the camera like, I'm here to bust criminals and lick my own butt. And I'm all out of criminals.